אוקיי, אומר הרמב"ן. בייסיקלי, רמב"ן summarize the main idea why what Ramban is saying is he's trying to fight against an idea. The Baal HaMoor says, from his Rebbe Rav Roma Bezdin, that there's a combination. Yush plus X works. And Yush is part of the process that is mafkiya from the bilus of the owner and gives it to the gasa. That doesn't happen. Because Yush in Gzela is powerless. It's powerless. Yisur Asliyon. The Manda Omer who says Yush is Nartona says that it's that Yisur Asliyon stops from working. What this means, we'll have to understand. But let's just go technically through what he says until we put together the Havona of the entire thing. Michal's, he says, sometimes though Yush enables a Shnei Hashem. Because who can make a Shnei Hashem? Only an owner can make a Shnei Hashem. Mishi Mishikrishem me atzmo legzeila shebiyado and it's not Shnei Hashem. I can't be korei shem. Now here he's talking about truma. I can't take truma on something that doesn't belong to me. So I need yush to enable the Shnei Hashem to occur. But it's not part of the process of being mafkiyah of the bailus of the baila. Okay. Now, because of Rav Abbesdin, the Shini Maisa called who Tzorach Yush. So, what do they say? They say there are two levels of Shini. There's a big Shini and a small Shini. And a small Shini requires Yush. So, the way he understands and what he's fighting against is that Yush, together with the Shini Hashem Kotten, is Mafkia the Bailus. He says, no. The Shnei Hashem ain't a tzorach in Yush. She says, because it's a tzorach. I'm like, hey, you doesn't work. If it was two things together working, and it's A plus B, so no difference of A plus B or B plus A, and they're both working together. Elamai, no. Even in Yush, the Shnei Hashem, the Yush just enables the Shnei Rishus to take place. Because if they were you had two things that you needed, so who cares what order it's in? A few months ago, more mode of Baha. Shamu Yush Shnei Rishus Koni Mishun. Why? Because the third person, it's Hatera Osiliyado. That means I steal from someone. Now, if the next person gets it before Yush, it's Yisur Asliyado. If he gets it after Yush, it's Heter Asliyado. Why? Because he already told you. It's all different worlds. So if that means removing it from Yishus Bailim happens in two steps. Step number one. The gzela itself, it's ainu b'shuso, and then after yush, it's totally ainu b'shuso. And when it's totally ainu b'shuso, so then, then it gets to the next person at that point, it's behet tera osliyoro, because it's something that is totally out of Rishus Baila. I'm just outlining it until we get to some sort of a deeper understanding of what it is that he says. These are the different steps he uses. Mm-hmm. שמצאים מקום ביוש אחר שנרשוש, שזה כלל או שיוש, כל היחד ואיסור עוס ליודו לאו כלום. It doesn't work. What is איסור ליודו? I did an aver. What does Isur means? I did something wrong. It means I took. I had someone holding on to someone's property, for it was totally chutz lirshuso. Oh, katzef, he says. Or shabalabayis. I've got amrin hekdesh and hektish. Dushas domen. Now, in the Balamor, and this we're going to have to get back to that to understand where he's coming from. I take something, yush, and a maktish is a korban. That only works for Kedushas Dom, not for Kedushas HaGoyim. He says, that's ridiculous. The Yassin Perak and the Zokim. Gone of the Hiktish, Vachar Tova Chumocha, and a Masham Tashim Vidal Vahe, Shachta Vachutz. So we're talking about a korban. I'm a hektish, hektish, so figure out Masham. And I will call it be yush, Hazim Kodshim is Bech. You're talking about Shechutei Chutz. It has to be talking about a korban. Now, why? Now he's going to get into a question. Why is it that after Yush I can be Makdash a korban? Berak Moram Amrina, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish, Gone of Hiktish, and Mashal Tashlam Dawe, Hegedomi. Evil if Ne Yush, Mirotz Makdash Kan, Elpshi Lacha Yush, Vitam de Hiktish. Hello, Hiktish Mashal. Isaac Dadar Kono. And if you'll say Yush is Kone, am I Mashalim? Shalom Tovech, Shalom Mocher, no. Shema Mino. Kone Nechle. Na, Hechim Motzim Makodesh, Shalom Kone, he wasn't Kone. Olam Nami Kodeshim is Bech. Why? Because the Gemara says, Kodeshim is Bech, it is not a mechira. Because make karature the ruvein, the hashature the ruvein. No dollars a hang. You gamrina mehanoch, mele. What do we get from this? The olam hektesh and hektesh. After Yush, you can be maktesh. Avagav the sril and Yush kidi lokon. The time of the milsa. Now it's giving you the logic behind it. The whole hektesh. Ben kodeshim is bech, ben kodeshim better kabayis, hektish mikri v'ikir shini hashem, v'chonu divin hakol b'yush v'shini hashem. Chulin kodesh, shini hashem, I create a brand new halacha category, I turn it into a keli, I turn it into kedusha, shini hashem. Hodi amini make kor tur d'ruven, hash the tur d'ruven. Why not? If it's going on the Mizbeach, whose carbon would it be? It's Ruvain's carbon. The cave of the Kapara Didehu, he still owns it. Legabe one thing. He's the Bala carbon. He says, now we're getting into the question we talked about all the way back in Ella, who owns the korban? He says, and we're going to get back to Tosis, raise the issue. Is a korban shini Hashem or korban shini Rishus? He says, the ownership is hektish. Not a question. The ownership is hektish. But in order for me to be chayim dalav vahey, I have to totally remove it from my bias. As long as it's still mine, it got to be a carbon. No, I haven't totally removed it from my bias. Kulabin. Nothing is there. And at time in the long machine, the Shin Hashem Milsim, we must think, Nictoni, going to be hectic. I will go to the Rino Gemara hectic. Korachul hash the hectic. The Alma, he loved me, Shin Hashem, Shin Rishus Lech. Ah. Now he's telling me something else. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It says, Amiras Levoa Kimsiras Lehechit. I take, let's say, I have some object here. Say, I'm Makdishit to Berakabayas. So, a number of things happen. It belongs to Berak HaBayis, and it's Kaddish. Kaddish is Berak HaBayis. What causes what? I mean, and I do it with an Amira. Normally, in order for me to transfer ownership from one person to the other, you need a Maisa Kinyan. So what do we say? Amiras LeGavoa Kamsiras LeHedger. Ilgabe Hekdish. My Amira is instead of a Kinyan. Well, so why? Where does it say this? So, if you take a look in the Yerushalmi, there in Kedushin, Yerushalmi has an interesting thing. The whole world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu's corner with Kinyan Chotzer. Everything's in the Chotzer of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He owns the world. In the Bavli, there's no remiss to it. So, Reb Chaim had an important yesod. And there are two major riots, and that's exactly where he's coming from. First, I mean, every hektish you have is a neder. A neder creates a certain chalos in an object. What do? I take a nidre hektish, hari zu. So that enables me to make it kodesh. Once something is Kaddish, B'kdushas Berak HaBayis, automatically there's a consequence that it becomes Moman Shel Hekdesh. And that's why, it's a nether. Like every nether, you can be shoal on the nether. And if you're shoal on the nether goes off, and all comes the Bailus. And here, the Rashba says, Rashba gives it a twist just to show you the power of what Reb Chaim was saying. Tosfos gives it a twist just to show the power of what Reb Chaim was saying. However, Hekdesh is also can acquire things not only through a neder, through a simple Maisa Kinyan. The Gizbo can go and buy something doing a regular Maisa Kinyan. Or let's say a person is Makdish a field. It's more above that. And then it rains, and in the field is a big boar. And it rains, and the boar fills up with Mayim. Who does the Mayim belong to? Berak HaBayis. Why? At Kona with the Kinyan Chotzer. And there are many differences. If you the Ramban there, the Ramban Rajbir, and the owner of Ritva. Oh, it's a very big difference. If Hekdesh is kona something through a neder, or Hekdesh is kona something through a kinyan. So now I say, right now I have this automobile in front of me. I say, giving it to Hekdesh. Well, it's Hekdesh. Fine. So now it's Hekdesh. So then what I do, I call up the Gizbar. I say, Mr. Gizbar, you have an automobile that belongs to Hekdesh. Come pick it up. So then the Gizbar comes and picks it up. Two things change radically. So now Hekdesh owns it because the Gizbar took it and brought it into the Rishus Hekdesh. He did a Maisa Kinyan on it. So now the Berak HaBayis' Kinyan comes from two different angles. Angle number one of the Neder and the Maisa Kinyan. So the Rashba says, because of that, Gizbor, if you shoal on it, it's going to be shoal in the nether, but Hector's coming from a different angle. It's they made a kinyan on it. Tells the Rashba. Because, Enochanami, how does the Kedusha begin? The Kedusha begins with the nether. That gives it a Kedusha. The Kedusha, as a result of something being Kodesh, becomes Woman Hector. Fine. So then the Kedusha is dependent on the Neder. But then Hektish takes control of it. They make another Maisik Kinyan. So Kedusha is no longer dependent on the Neder. So if you're Shol in the Neder, undo the Neder. If it's before he gives and Gizbo, the Bialat Hektish goes off. If, on the other hand, afterwards, so Hektish doesn't need the Neder. They're already in control of the object. They had a Maisik Kinyan on it. So the Kedusha remains. That's what the Ramban says here. Yes, Rabbi Green. What?
I'm afraid there's no Kedusha. The whole Akno and the Kenyan was done.
Ah, because Hektish now. There are two ways something can become Kaddish. Through a Nether or the Bailus of Hektish. That's why I said, a person is Maktish, the better can buy us a field. And then it rains. And there's water in. And there's water in that, in a bore. Okay? There's water in that bore. So Hektish is called to that water with a Kinyan Chotzer. And it becomes Kaddish. What is the Makadish? Not that the Kedusha is Makneh to Hektish. The Kinyan of Hektish itself is a Makadish. So Hektish can create Hektish in one of two ways. Through a Maisa Kinyan of Hektish, or through a Nether.
That Maisa Kinyan needs a...
What?
...is a regular Maisa Kinyan like any other Maisa Kinyan.
What? Maisa Kinyan of Hektish. Yeah, but at the moment I have already given it to Hektish, and Hektish makes a Kinyan, that's automatic. I gave it to the Gizmo already. That's what Ramban says. If Bekodim Shigil Yad Gizmo... Well, not the Ramban, the Rashba. Excuse me. The Rashba Gizmo. Says, and Rama and Chuva says, Kodim Shigilah Gizbah, the whole Kedusha depends on the Neder. You undo the Neder, you undo the Bibles. But then, Hektish, get Higilah Gizbah. So Hektish made another Maisa King on it. So that itself is a Makadish. And therefore, I undo the Neder, but there's Kedusha coming from a different angle, from the Kinyan. So this Kedusha stays. And Sha'ila is only Sha'ila if you can undo the entire process. Can undo the Kedusha completely. If I undo Kedusha from one angle, Kedusha stays from another angle, there's no Sha'ila. Sha'ila is removing the Neder and the Neder, the Shvua, and whatever consequences it has. So what does Ramban say? The Shin Rishus, he says, wait a second, no. The Shin Rishus comes from what? Shin Hashem. Yeah, you gave it by this to Hektish. But how did Hektish end up owning it? To your making it Kaddish. And that's how it happened. It's not if I sell you something, I'm machne it to you. So through the Kinyan it happens. But here, it's a different process. It's Shini Hashem. Through the Shini Hashem, I make it Kaddish. That's why the Gemara says, before it was Cholin and now it's Kaddish. And that results in a Shini Rishus as well. So, but it gets started, the Shini Rishus comes from the Shini Hashem. If you can't make it Kaddish, then it does never becomes the ownership of Hektish. Why? No machine the Shin Hashem Milsumi Masnitin Diktoni. Hektish. The Gemara says, our Gemara says, Hektish, make Karachulin Vahakta Hektish, calls it Shin Hashem. I'm a Ilav Mishum Shin Hashem Shin Rishus Lekar. You won't have it. Mishum Sharanakalo, the source of Kulu Vahad Gavna. The name of the Kulu Ikinami Shin Hashem Vakoni. Here, I need the Shini Hashem to create a Shini Rishus. But even even if Shini Hashem would not be Kona, once I have the Shini Hashem, the Shini Rishus, I have the Shini Rishus, and my Mele Hektish is going to be Kona. See, that's how he's working, this entire thing. Afikach, Tumotz or Truma. Even Mishum Shin Rishus, though Havi Tumotzer Truma, Vamatzer Samaisa. Now, here he comes into something very subtle. We said this before. When you deal with Truma, Truma is Momen Kohen. But it's Momen HaShevet. Who is it? Let's say, I have 100 apples here, and I say, these two apples are Truma. Until I say, these two apples are Truma, the 100 apples belong to me, they were Tevel. If I say, these two apples are Truma, first of all, it gets Kedushas Truma, something else happens. It becomes Momen HaShevet. It belongs to Shevet Kohuna. Like, who is Shevet Kohuna? So any Kohen who wants can come and pick it up and eat it. I can be maknet to a specific Kohen. It's called Thomas Hanok. But no Kohen can come in a Din Torah and tell me, this we saw, that give it to me. I say, no, I'm not going to give it to you. I'll give it to somebody else. It's called Thomas Hanok. So it's a funny type of ownership. It's a vague ownership. Yeah. But he says, is that enough? To make Shini Rishus or not. He says like this. Let's read what he says and understand it. Because in Hektish, what is that? Question is as follows. I say, how is it true? I create Lucius Truma. But that also comes along going. Where the Kenyan come from? So he says like this. That's really what he says. The Eilu Mishum Shini Rishus Lo Havi Truma Asa Truma. If it hadn't been, well, Truma wouldn't be Truma. El the Lekani Kohen Mavi Memora Av Mikom Mokom Chulun Gemuru Yidok Te Rishus Se Tovo. If I could not create Truma through Shini Hashem, so if I said, how is it true? Just back not to the Kohen. So I gave it to the Kohen as a present. Fine. He owns it now. And the other 98 apples would still be Tevel. He said, so what happens? But I create the shame truma. And through the shame truma, it becomes Momen Kohen. And therefore, the 98 other apples are no longer Tevel Techulin. And the Gazan with Yush has the ability to create a Shnei Hashem. Now, let's go back to what he said previously. When he said, he says, "She'ain't the Shini Hashem." He said all the way back, "Mi yikur shem mi atzma l'gzeila shabiyado." Ain't the Shini Hashem? She'ain't onim korei shem l'dover she'ain shalom. I cannot designate it for anything. Okay. So if it is, we're talking about a bear hide. I'm designated for a rug to cover my sofa or something. I understand. It's not mine. But, so that could be for practical reasons. Or it could be that giving a Shin Hashem depends, that's part of my ownership of an object. He says, what do we see here? Yush enables me to turn this into Truma. So I have own. So what do you see from the Ramban? Yush gives you, it left the Meshus of the owner. My Kinyoni Gzeila now give me a Bailus, Legabe, once it's totally out of the Meshus of the owner, I have a Bailus to determine exactly what this is and how it functions and create the Shem Yashem. That depends. It's a function of Bailus. That my kinyonic neighbor give me when it's no longer b'shuso. Why? Kolzman, it's b'shuso. He has a degree of control of the object. I don't have bailus to designate it for a certain purpose. But the moment it's totally chutzur shuso, he has no control of, and his bailus does not give him control of the object at all, and I am in total control of the object. So then I can give it specific purposes. Yes, this will be a bedspread. This will be a rug. This will be this. This will be this. Yeah, I can do that. Owner can do it, but I have to have ownership l'gabe the Shini Hashem. And so too, I can say this becomes truma. Only an owner can make something truma. And now I become owner to give it a kedushas truma, and mamele it becomes mamakoi. Again, I need a Shini Hashem to get me into the parsha, and I need the bailis that the Kinyon Egnei would give me after Yush to be able to designate it. Yes, Rabbi Shawat.
So the Ramban is saying that Yish could give me a certain Kinyonim, even though his whole problem with everyone else is...
The Ramban has told you and explained this in a previous section. He says, Aval ha'acha Yish hol yotze mishuz baylim shini Hashem shelo shinihu v'koni. But I cannot... I have Kinyon Egnei. There's no Kinyon Egneva give me different things. It gives me, for instance, Kinyon Tashmish. Right? Among the things it gives me. But does it give me enough bailus to designate it for a certain Tashmish? Or not? I have this bear skin. I can use it as a bed cover, I can use it as a rug, I can use it a million things. Only an owner determines, gives it a shenkli, gives it, that's part of my ownership to designate it and identify what its purpose is.
Is the problem that you don't have enough kinyanim? Maybe the problem is that before Yish, the bailim are ma'akev.
It's the reshus bailim is ma'akev.
Right, so it could be that Yish doesn't give you anything new.
Yeah, but, excuse me, that may apply to bear skins. To truma, it doesn't apply. Truma, I have to own it. Who can create Kedushas Truma? Anyone can create Kedushas Truma? Who can turn my apple? This apple is Tevel. It belongs to me. I have to be able to take that. He is a very slippery slide that he's going on. That slippery slide he's going on. Mishnah Siyash Habal Harikimisha Taram Gorno Shabal Abaya Shalom Bishus. Wait a second. Then he say, I can't go into your, you have 100 apples. I say, you know, what am I going to do? These two apples are truma. I can't turn your apples into truma. Wait 1 second. So is it because I can't turn your apples into truma, or I can only turn my apples into truma? That's what you wanted, right? That's what you're saying. I can turn anything into anything I want, as long as I don't bump into somebody else. But let me ask you a simple question, my dear man. Wait 1 second. Let's assume for the... So then we're going to get into a very serious question, depending on a certain Ron Nadara. Can I be makdish something of Hefker? Right? He says, what do I do? I have to have... After Yush, I can take something given a Kedushas Ola, Kedushas Shlomim, right? Odom Kiyakdish Beiso Kodesh. I have to own it. Not only is it because someone else's bias interferes with it, someone else's Rishus interferes with it, or I have to own it. What?
Beiso is only the Rishusa.
The Gemara
doesn't say that this has to
be Shalom. Shneim Einim Yecholim HaKdisha. Zelefi Shein Shalom, where Zelefi Shein Bishusa, right? Apparently, the owner can't do it because Einim Bishusa. The Gazan can't do it. Why? It's Einim Shalom. Gezav, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Gezav Nosiyashu Abaylim. Shneim Einim Yecholim HaKdisha. So then we got, what would be if I had something of Hefker. Right? That's the question, right? What's the difference between the two? There's something in between mine and yours called Hefker. Can I be Makdish or not?
Well, here's better than Hefker because you stole it.
What difference does that make? If I need Kinyonim, I need Kinyonim. If I don't need Kinyonim, I don't need Kinyonim. So I stole it, big deal.
So you have
a Kinyonim
example.
What?
You have
Kinyonim. Ah, I have Kinyonim. So what are you arguing with me? That's just what I said 10 minutes ago.
No, but I want to add that
I'm using my Kinyon example. What I said is something, one thing. So on one subtle point, we disagree. The subtle point we disagree on is as follows. I said I get extra Kinyonim. And you say, no, my kinyonik never enough, except I have an ikov out there. The ikov of Bishus. Once the ikov is returned, my kinyonik never enough. Okay, I hear. That's a subtle thing. We'll see how that works. Okay? But obviously, you need some degree of bailas, some degree of kinyonim. Otherwise, who am I? I'm a total third party, has no shaychas to this thing whatsoever. I can't change anything. You have, so it's your kinyonik znev and gzela are working to give you that right. And what do? That gives me a right to turn it into truma, gives me a right to turn it into kedushas ola, and all the shini reshus that comes as a result of that. That's not part, but that's not my process. Not pushing. Okay. Vikilamema. I have different mahalchis. Lo having Vikilamema. Lo ha Nami. Lo having mama calling. They came. Lo tikkun tzurchu ar koyin lahas. Kolchol al Hashem truma. I said that maybe if you don't believe in Shinei Hashem and you only believe in Shinei Rishus, it belongs to the koyin without being truma. He says no, that can't be. Koyin has to give it back. Okay. No, he says. But he's not so sure of this cloud of Reb Chaim. Maybe it works differently. Amiros l'gvor kamsiros l'hedyut gives it the hektish, and the kedusha happens as a result. Like, what's causing what? Reb Chaim took us a davar poshut that it begins with a neder, and the happens with mela. And I never heard as a riot, but when one day I found out the Rashba says you can be shoal ad shigili gizbor. Whole question of Shaila was a whole question. How can you be, if the moment is, it's a kinyan, so how can you be shoal on it? So the answer is, so, and then I found the Rashba that says, can be shoal ad shigili gizbor. To my mind, that was an incredible raya to what Reb Chaim had said. Here, now, Mitz Hashem, I want you to take a look for Sunday at the Ramban, at the beginning of Parshas Matos, where he talks about Miros L'Gvor, Kamsi Ros L'Hedye, whether he agrees with this or he doesn't agree with this. Right. Hayu Purush D'Hayat Kafta. Agrei K'sid N'Lohoch. Ula Olam B'Shel Gavoa Shin Rishus Nami Ika V'Koni. It's Kona for two reasons. Shin Hashem and Shin Rishus. A causes B, or B causes A. But it's both. Teda medelo mafarish me kore hektish v'hoda truma v'hoda mais v'ketona v'vabrais en ma'achminen achure hektish v'shum lo kasha. Balamor gufe mugon behektish better kabay. He says, I don't know why the Balamor had to put it into better kabay. V'shin Rishus gomor. the Rambam, what did the Baal HaMor not want to do? Say, carbon is shinui rishos. That will have to go back to Tosis. Tosis talks to Hashem. That we call it Torah or Hashem Torah. Oh, Rosh. Okay. Oh, Now the question is. There is obviously a chiluk. So here, what is this entire discussion revolving around? Our old question, who owns the korban? And what do they want to prove? Where do they want to prove, like those who want to agree with the Rambam, that the owner owns the korban? Simple. If I take something and I'm makdish tibetic kabayis, so then you pay dollars, but hey, who cares who I gave it away to? I gave it away to Hekdish, I gave it away to Hedyon. I don't care who I gave it away to. And that was Reb Chaim's proof within the Rambam. He says, and a bunch of people want to prove it that way. He said, ain't I got no summer? No, the Rif disagrees with that. And because of that, what do they say? They say, you can't be marked as your korban. No. Okay. Okay. Now. Let's skip a little bit. I want to begin the next topic. This is a major. This is. We'll finish this off, Mirtz Hashem, on Sunday. All how to look at Yishin or Shushin Yishin Hashem with Yewish, etc. Then there's the next sugya of Ula. Ula says, "Ama Yewish Kedi Lo Koni Dichsim Avesim Gozel." Alma ein hektish and hektish. Vatanya hektish and hektish. So, let me just give you the Ramban's clout. It's a major machlok from Rabbi Rabban Tam and Rashi. Ramban has the following clout. What did the Ramban say? Yush enables me to create a Kedusha's carbon. And that is the Shin Hashem Shin Rishus. Through the Kedusha, it gets the process of Gzela is finished and gets totally removed from the ownership of the original owner. So what the Kedusha is part of a Maisik Neva. When a Kedusha is part of a Maisik Neva, it's Chal B'Psul. Vesem as HaGozul. Why? Because the Kedusha is a Gzela. Kedusha that's a Gzela is a Kedusha P'Psul. That is how one major group of Rishonim understand what mitzvah bo be'averis comes along the Groth, and we'll have to tie this in. Now, this is a gigantic tosis here, in Sukkah, a gigantic Ramban there. Okay, so Ramban, so the Groth says, you know what? I steal a lulav. There's Yush. Come Sukkos, all of a sudden, I didn't steal a lulav, I stole a palm branch. When does it become a Cheftza Shul Mitzvah? Kedushas Mitzvah. Come Shkia, Banish Moshes. First night Sukkos, oh, it's not a palm branch anymore. It has Kedushas Mitzvah for lulav. Really? So now there's a Shin Hashem. So the chalos kedushas mitzvah is a maisa gzela. That's what removes it totally from the ownership of the owner. It is possible. Same thing. I get these quizzical looks from these two gentlemen on my right hand. Let's go back. The Ramban and a group of other Rishonim said, what is mitzvah b'aveira? People have, until you learn the sugyas, people have a very simple-minded idea what a mitzvah b'aveira is. It's a much more subtle, sophisticated idea. Goes like this. Ramban has told us that after Yush, I can be makdishin. And the Kedush is chal. To Yush Vishin Hashem, Yush Vishin Rashus. Ramban's whole thing. That is, that's how it works. When it becomes a shlomim, an ola, a chatas, a toda, kum pesach, or an arshim, whatever it becomes, different types of korbanos, all, whenever it becomes one of that, it's, that comes totally removed from the anything to do with the original owner. Fine. Says the Ramban and a whole group of Rishonim. What's mitzvah b'aveira? Here is mitzvah gozat that b'seach se'ivah. The kedusha that's chal is itself a ma'aseh gneiva. My ma'aseh hektish is a ma'aseh gneiva. Because now it's removing it from the previous person's ownership. A hektish, that's a ma'aseh gneiva, creates kedusha b'psul. So kedusha p'sula, and therefore you can't, it can't get into the mizbeach. That's how the Ramban one large group of Rishonim understood. If so, how does this apply to a lulav? Lulav agazel. You know how the agazel says? Very similar idea. This lulav is not a lulav, it's a palm branch. Comes Pesach, comes Sukkot. All of a sudden, it has a whole new identity. It gets a kedushas mitzvah. Kishem shishem shamayim chal. Alachag chal chal sukkah. It has a kedushas mitzvah. And now this kedushas mitzvah means it's a lulav. And now it no longer belongs to the original owner. So it's not that someone was makdish. The kedush, the chalos kedush itself is a gneva gzela. Any chalos kedusha that's a gneva gzeila, it's a chalos kedusha b'psul. We'll see this. So this is the whole way the Ramban is now beginning to tell you, the whole way he understood what mitzvah b'aveir is. Okay, we'll stop here. From Sunday, I'll have a general review of all the shitas, Yerushin Hashem, Yerushin Hashem, with a whole picture of it. And then we continue on.